So when he came home with a brown and white King Charles Spaniel, I was stunned. When he proceeded to dote on that dog like it was his child, I was freaked. I didn't think Cooter had an ounce of affection in him available to give to anyone, no human, and certainly no dog. But there you go. He did. He adored Memphis. Completely. He'd named her Memphis with the declaration, "Fuck the Redcoats." Like the English were still our enemies, and him naming a spaniel after an American city would offend them in some way that would cause nationwide distress. Then again, Cooter had a full supply of animosity for a lot of people, places, and things, and he kept it stocked up. Not to mention, Cooter was the quarterback of a winning team in a small town that lived football, and therefore he hadn't had to worry too much about books. And not knowing this then, but definitely knowing it now, he was scary lazy. If he didn't have to do it, he didn't. So, he didn't. I wasn't certain he cracked open a book throughout high school, but I was certain he didn't do it in his very short tenure in college. Therefore, Cooter was not the brightest bulb in the box. And there he is, folks, Samson Cooper. Thanks for stopping in, Coop, the commentator said, and I watched Samson Cooper smile. My heart fluttered. Samson Cooper. Very tall, very dark, very beautiful. I adored him. When Cooter was out of the house, I internet stalked Samson Cooper. I knew everything about him. Everything. Well, everything you could learn on the internet.